Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. That was a wonderful and most fitting poem. I want to thank all the previous speakers this afternoon for their healing words of eloquence and of power. I also want to thank the members of the Office of Recovery and Support for working with our survivors in planning these tributes and for today's ceremony to recognize those who were injured, both in body and in spirit, on April 16, 2007. We all greatly appreciate their care, their compassion, and their hard work. We also want to thank the Dean of Students' Office for its sponsorship of this dedication. But most especially, I want to thank the injured students and the faculty who are with us for the ceremony. They've struggled greatly with the wounds inflicted upon their bodies and their psyches. The scars of both still persist. Many, many others suffered emotional scars as well. Indeed, the entire community was traumatized by the sheer magnitude of this incomprehensible tragedy that beset the community on that cold, cold morning. But today, on this gentle spring afternoon, we come together in reconciliation, in remembrance and resolve to once again offer our support to each other. And I hope that you will come back together again tomorrow, when there will be many more opportunities to remember and honor those who lost their lives that tragic day. We shall not forget them, nor their families, nor their loved ones. As we heard a moment ago in the poem, First Step, beginnings are sometimes foggy, and the path is not always clear. So it was in the blur of those first hours and days after the tragedy that we will never forget the feelings of profound loss, of shock, and of horror. We were a community shaken by fear, chaos, anger, uncertainty, and a plethora of human emotions that rushed toward us in a torrent. Even today, those feelings remain at best just below the surface. But we began by pulling ourselves together and by putting that one foot in front of the other, the best we knew how, because we knew we had to lift our burden of grief and sadness, and however haltingly, we had to move. Our path toward recovery began even before that tragic day, and it will surely continue for years to come. The beginning of the path was marked by the common values that bind this community together, and by the strong relationships built over time within and outside the community. Our road to recovery has been paved with tens of thousands of single, small acts of compassion all melded together. It is punctuated by symbols, and these benches now become another of those healing symbols. And all along, we've seen opportunities for the university community together, such as we have today. Certainly, we were supported, held upright, by the tremendous outpouring of support from our friends and alumni and from total strangers around the world. And I can't help but believe that an underlying strength emanated from our university's motto, Ut Prusum, that I may serve. That sense of service was never more visible than on April 16th, 2007. It was visible in the actions of the Virginia Tech Police Department, the Virginia Tech Rescue Squad, and other law enforcement and emergency service agencies. That day, the notion of service, ut prosim, extended far beyond the police and emergency crews. Faculty, staff, and students saw needs and responded to them with compassion and with concern and with commitment. And time and again, members of our community pushed aside their tears in order to accomplish what had to be done. In the ensuing days and months, the whole world saw the true Hokie spirit of community that pervades our campus and indeed our whole community. Inspired by these survivors' strength and endurance, the whole community responded by displaying an incredible resiliency. In addition to Ut Prosim, there was another force at work, and that was our principles of community, expressing individually and collectively our belief in the inherent dignity and value of every person, and rejecting all forms of prejudice and discrimination. The Virginia Tech family is one of camaraderie, respect, scholarship, pride, and spirit, standing together through the good times and the bad. The elements of our resiliency are a culture with shared values, strong bonds within and outside the university, numerous symbols such as those that we dedicate today that both remind us and inspire us, frequent community gatherings, tens of thousands of acts of caring and compassion, and a renewed purpose and commitment to service. We still have many steps ahead along our road to recovery. Some people are further along the way than others, and we wish them our best. Others find the steps much, much more difficult, and to them, again, we offer our hand. We will rely on each other's strength to aid us along our journey. And when we tire, we can come to these memorial benches to rest, to remember and reflect. Remember those survivors and reflect on the incredible strength through their individual journeys and their desire to heal and to live lives of great meaning and service. So let these benches of stone and concrete be symbols of the strength and endurance of the human spirit and of the Virginia Tech family. And today, let us recommit to service and to helping others to step and to step again.